important that we have home court, but we have to focus on each game. You know, tonight's going to be one of the toughest games we've had all year. Coming off of a back-to-back and emotional victory last night, playing against a very good team on the home court.
Indiana's 48-27, which is an impressive record in and of itself, but lately they've been dynamite. They just swept the Western Road Swing. They won five in a row. They're the top rebounding team in the league and the top defensive team by a lot of the numbers. What is it that stands out to you that makes them as good as they are in those areas in which they excel?
Well, they're just tough physically. They have some defensive toughness. They have an inside defender. They have some wing defenders. They have good ball defenders. And also, they have good scorers. They've got guys that can put the ball on the floor. They got guys that can shoot threes. They're just an overall very good team, inside-outside team, an old-school basketball team that's going to get after you every possession.
You would anticipate they'd be highly motivated tonight. A win, and they clinch the Central Division title for the first time in nine seasons, and they're right on the heels of New York for that number two seed in the Eastern Conference. One of the things to me in looking at them, Scott, sets them apart is they have a legitimate low-post threat in both hands of Roy Hibbert, and he maybe is playing the best basketball of his career right now. How do you go about defending him tonight?
Well, he's improved every year. You know, he has an outside shot, he has a low-post game, he has a hook shot. And defensively, he blocks shots and alters shots. He's just a very good player in the game. And they're lucky to have him. He's improved every year. He seems to have a great team first attitude. Their coach has done a good job of building this team and making them compete every night. And you know, when you play Pacers, you're going to have to compete every night, or else you're gonna embarrass yourself.
Last night you saw an emerging small forward that likely is an all-star down the road at Kawhi Leonard for the Spurs. This team has one that made the all-star team this season, and Paul George. What's blossomed about his game that impresses you?
Well, athleticism. He's a long defender. He's a guy that can put the ball on the floor. He shoots threes. He attacks the basket. He scores in transition. But he can guard multiple positions. He's really a good player. He's another guy that's improved every year. He's an all-star. He's going to be an all-star for a lot of years coming.
How much do you view tonight being about tempo and pace? This is a Pacer team that doesn't score anywhere near at the same number you do customarily. And again, they rely heavily on defense and rebounding to kind of punish teams inside. Do you need to accelerate the pace here to be successful tonight?
Well, pace is always important for us. Pace and passing. If we can continue to do those things at the level we've done, we're going to put ourselves with a chance to win. And we defend. You're going to see two defensive teams tonight. Really hard to score points, there's no question. We have to give ourselves a chance, good pace, and good passing.
You beat the Spurs last night 188. I'm guessing that from a score perspective, that's about perfect, isn't it? You score 100, you limit the opposition to sub-9, and you did that against a team the caliber of San Antonio. What clicked last night that you want to see carry over from tonight?
Well, the importance of every possession mattered. You know, we didn't turn the ball over, we didn't do a lot of things that were risky. We just played simple, solid basketball and together basketball. We've done a great job with that all year, but last night I thought we really did it at a high level. Defensively, we were active, we trusted each other. We rebounded the ball, we were contesting shots, and it was just a good defensive performance by all of our guys.
And as you said right off the top, a tough back-to-back sequence here, a late arrival into Indianapolis, facing a Pacer team that was rested, having last played Monday, and a team that will be geared tonight, and they're building against you. How do you go about combating maybe that initial punch that they're going to attempt to land against you?
Well, we know they're going to come out and play aggressive. They've got a great place to play, a great building, but you know we have a job to do, and we have to do it at a high level. Like I'm going to tell the guys, sleep is overrated. You've got to come out here and play hard and do it together. And just hopefully that we continue to play with the energy that we've always done play with them throughout the season.
You talked before last night's game about looking forward to this stretch. San Antonio last night, Indiana on the road tonight, the mix in your building at noon on Sunday. Does this gear you for postseason given just how tough these opponents are?
Well, anytime you play against the best teams, you get better. You know, if you can play a great game and not win the game, you'll still have an opportunity to get better. That's what we are in, is this stretch of games. Last night, tonight, and then Sunday afternoon, it was the mix. Some of the three of the best teams in the league. We have to play well to beat them, and we have to play together. This gives us a great opportunity to go down to the last 2 weeks ago.
Well, the question that is inevitable always, I'm looking for the keys, and what does your team need to do well to win in here tonight, aside from the toys?
Well, we have to be physical. We can let them get offensive rebounds by pushing us around and tipping over our backs. We've got to be able to contest their shooters and get into their ball handlers. And also just keep moving the ball and pass the ball and take care of the basketball.
Tall order. Good luck.
Well, thank you.
Scott Brooks, it's the Thunder and the Pacers wrapping up their two-game season set from Indianapolis with the starting lineup next. This is Thunder Basketball. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not much. You?
Yeah, everything's good.
Good. Coach, with a player like Kevin Durant that's so versatile offensively, how do you determine how to deploy him during the game, whether you have him initiate the offense or play out of the post?
I just try to do it all. He's a player that can score in many different areas, and he's a player that can help us score many different ways. And so I think the exciting part about his game is I can put him in different spots, and he's comfortable in all of them. And it doesn't allow the defense to really load in on where he's at and what he's doing, because he can score off of pin downs, he can score off of pick and rolls, he can score when he handles the ball, and he's a great player, and he's only going to continue to improve. But I just like the way he works every game, and he tries to push himself to play better each game.
Are there cues as to which area you want to focus on in any given game?
He's one of the guys. There's a handful of guys in the league that can score in many spots, and so I tell him, let's try to hit them all throughout the game, and then going into the crunch of the game or the fourth quarter parts of the game, and then we figure out where he feels comfortable during that game. But he has a lot of ability that he can score with his back to the basket, and there's going to be some nights that we don't put him there, and there's going to be some nights he catches it at the wing and he initiates his offense through there. But that's just a thing that we work on throughout the season.
Last night you hit 12 of 24 three-pointers. Very nice getting the ball. It looked like you were focusing on getting the ball there. Why were you that successful, and how can you do it again against the Pacers?
Well, we just did a good job of getting to the corners. We shot a lot of threes from the corners, which is something that all teams want to do, because it's a higher percentage three. We shot either 7 or 8 of them last night. But we're a good three-point shooting team. We had a tough stretch there for about 2 weeks, but I think slowly we've been getting out of it. But last night we needed all of them. We needed Fish to come in and make the 5 for 5 that he made. Everybody, I feel confident when everybody shoots behind that line. We work on it every day, and guys are confident in that shot.
Coach, you said at some point it would come. Is it something that just kind of happened, or is it something during practice y'all really have been working on more?
Well, we've definitely been working on it more. You can shoot around with the guys behind the line and shot extra. I just believe in you figure out what areas of the game that needs to be worked on, and you put the time in. It just doesn't happen overnight. Doesn't work that way. I'm glad it doesn't work that way. You have to work for it, and we've done a good job of doing that. I'm not saying that we're going to come out and shoot 12 for 24 every night, but it gives us a chance to be able to do that when you put the time in.
Scott, playoffs, there's always a guy on the team that emerges. Reggie, my favorite subject. Is he the guy that has the potential to be that guy for you?
I think with our team, we look at it, it has to be by committee. There's going to be some nights it's going to be Reggie, and there's going to be some nights it's going to be Kmart, and it's going to be some nights it's Serge and Burke. We all know that with Kevin and Russell, they're going to be the focal point. So they do a great job of leading us. But we have a good team. It's not one guy. It'd be nice if that does happen, but a lot of times it doesn't happen that way. Everybody's going to have to chip in and step up, and there's going to be certain nights that one guy steps up more than others. And it's not because the other guys didn't do their job. It's just the way the defenses are going. Like last night, Fish had an opportunity to step up, and we needed every one of his threes to win that game. Every one he made was an emotional lift for our team. There's been nights Nick's done it, there's been nights Reggie's done it, and Kmart's done it quite a bit of times this year.
Reggie's just confidence.